Part 3, Past and Present Living. 50 years ago, when your parents were young, when you were a child, in 50 years, in the future, what types of transport are there in your town? In Manchester, I think you can find every form of transport apart from an underground system. You can drive around the city by car or get on a bus. There are even free buses that take people between the train stations. Manchester also has a tram system, and of course there are taxis too. How has transport changed since your grandparents were young? Well, they had cars, trains and planes back then, and London already had the underground system, but I suppose the difference is that technology has moved on. Having said that, the transport system is not necessarily better nowadays. People travel a lot more, and I'm sure we spend more time stuck in traffic. What types of transport do you think we will use in the future? I'm not sure, but hopefully we'll have cars that drive themselves and never crash. I think we'll probably fly more, and it might become normal to have your own plane. On the other hand, many cities are building more bicycle lanes, so maybe we will use cars less for getting around towns and cities. Did people have more free time when your grandparents were young? When my grandparents were young, I think they had less leisure time. They didn't have the gadgets we use nowadays, so they probably spent more time doing simple things. For example, nowadays we can cook meals in a microwave in less than 5 minutes, whereas in the past people had to cook everything themselves. Do you think the hobbies people have will be different in the future? No, I don't think hobbies will change much in the future. I'm sure people will still play games and sports. On the other hand, maybe the internet is changing the way we spend our free time. In the future, more and more people might have online hobbies. Do you think people had easier lives 50 years ago? Yes, maybe life was simpler and less stressful 50 years ago. The mobile phone didn't exist, so I suppose it was easier to forget about work at the end of the day because people couldn't contact you so easily. Do you think life will be more stressful in the future? Yes, it probably will be more stressful. As the world gets smaller, employees will probably have to travel to different countries more often and stay in touch with colleagues and clients all over the world. There will also be more competition for jobs, and the cost of living will keep going up. How do you think the design of homes will change in the future? I don't think there will be much change in terms of what houses will look like from the outside. In this country, people still like the traditional brick or stone houses. Having said that, the design of apartment blocks will probably continue to develop, with more and more experimental or futuristic buildings made of glass and metal. I imagine that it will be the insides of homes that change the most. Houses will no doubt be full of technological devices to make our lives easier. Maybe we'll have things like voice-controlled doors, lights, and appliances.